No, well, I suppose like any like inter-county player, we were all kind of training through this pandemic, and I suppose you didn't really know like the GAA if it was going ahead, not going ahead, but you were still training. And I know we were training Sunday morning, and everyone knew that Michael Martin was going to a destination on Monday evening. And I saw on Sunday, and I'd say this is across GAA and everything, people kind of thought, Jesus, maybe it was going to be, the stand was going to be, put off maybe. But on Monday evening, you know, we were delighted once it was confirmed that all adult inter-county matches were allowed to go ahead. So I suppose once that was confirmed Monday evening, we went to train on Tuesday night, and it was kind of hell for leather then. We knew, right, look, this is it, like, given the go-ahead, and it's championship now, and we'd something like 5 weeks until, say, if we were to get to an All-Ireland final. So, you know, it was quite disappointing, kind of, you know, after Monday night, after getting confirmation it was going ahead, and then to come out then and see it on Thursday, you know, I was quite frustrating now, I have to say.
And they feel now that just because you're a junior team, you're kind of being scapegoated here now, that the senior teams can play away, and teams that wouldn't have a senior team, maybe, you know, they might only have an intermediate team, or they might only have a junior team, they can go ahead as normal, and you girls will just have to sit at home and watch everybody else enjoying themselves.
Yeah, well, like, I know, I suppose we do have to kind of realise why these decisions are made. Like, we are in the middle of a pandemic, so I suppose we do have to be grateful that there is, you know, GAA Camogie Ladies Football going ahead. But just, we do think kind of it was unfair, like we're not classed elite, but yet the likes of, say, Armagh and Roscommon, who are in our division, say that's for junior, are considered elite. So like my kind of argument would be, if they're in our division, they're classed elite, yet we're not. So I suppose it's kind of unfair there. Now, I'm sure Armagh and Roscommon, I'm sure they're very disappointed themselves that, you know, they're still in it, but they're obviously, their matches, everything is all, you know, turned upside down as well. So going forward, I don't know, the Camogie Association are supposed to reschedule the fixtures of both intermediate and junior. I don't know what way that's going to happen, whether Armagh and Roscommon are going to play in intermediate, and who's going to be promoted next year up to intermediate, and the same, who's going to be promoted up to senior. I don't know what way that's going to work. We're still waiting for the Camogie Association to come out with statement regarding that.
And you're the captain of the Wexford team there, so is there a bit of frustration or disappointment in the squad there? Have you been talking to the rest of the girls since this has happened?
Yeah, like, I've been in touch with them, and yeah, it's just very disappointing, like, just to, you know, as I said, if Monday evening it had been decided that, look, only first teams are going ahead, you accept it. But I suppose because we were told we could go ahead, and then, like, we're in the middle of the championship. We had a bye last weekend, so, like, we didn't have a match. But Clare and Offaly did. They played last weekend. So for them even, you know, they played last weekend. That's it. Like, a call made right in the middle. Disappointing. The girls are all disappointed. Yeah, God, like, you know, there's a huge bond there. This, I suppose it's quite a different year and an escape to the field. You know, we were very lucky that we could go training. We took that on. We said, yous, we're very lucky. So we were there, we were ready, we were going to, you know, everyone was 100% committed, and just kind of felt, yeah, like it was maybe going to be a good year, and then it's just turned upside down. But luckily enough, I suppose our senior girls are still in it, and hopefully, you know, they'll put out a good test next weekend against Cork.
And it's just another sort of communication blunder from the Camogie Association. We saw a couple of weeks ago this motion to facilitate dual players. That was defeated at Congress, and I know that got a big backlash from players. Do you think that there is this disconnect between those who are actually playing the game and those who are administering it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I do think my kind of question was, when the government put this to the Camogie Association on Thursday, like, did the Camogie Association kind of, you know, give any feedback to the government to say, like, that it's not as easy, you know, pull a second team? I heard from, you know, that maybe the government had thought that, say, intermediate and junior were all second Camogie teams, which that isn't the case. You know, there is teams that it's their first team in intermediate and junior. So, you know, to pull 10 teams out wasn't as easy as what maybe the government thought was going to be. And I don't know, are the Camogie Association strong enough? Like, did they appeal it, or I don't know. We don't, no one really knows, I suppose, at this stage.
And for you, I suppose, it just means that the year is over now after all those hard weeks of training. And, you know, where do you go from here now?
Yeah, that's it. It's kind of last November we would have been called in, you know, to go train either, you know, both senior or junior. And, yeah, it's very disappointing, I suppose. Where do we go? I don't know. I think we'll be watching both the GAA and, I suppose, the Camogie streaming on the telly, which is quite unfair, I suppose. But look, I know we do need to step back and think, sure, I suppose these decisions are made and to keep us safe and to keep people of Ireland safe. So we kind of have to, you know, realise that, kind of accept it too, and not to be kind of too frustrated and blame other people, I suppose.